Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores and our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, guys. I remember that that Hoover story broke, I think, during the week of the SEC baseball tournament when we were down there. And of course, Hoover is right beside the Hoover Met where the games are played. And so that was a hot topic of conversation down there that week of just how ugly that all was going to get.
Do they actually play some of their football games at the Hoover Met?
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they do. If I remember right, even watching that show, it seems like I remember them playing some there.
Yeah. It was. Of course, that's a great place to go to a baseball tournament. I'll go and put that plug in now. If you get a chance to go down for that week, it is a lot of fun and it's terrific baseball.
Joe, do we know any more about the Commodores quarterback situation, the status of McKenzie Adams?
I don't think so, to be honest. Yesterday was that first full day of work back. Not a lot of contact, obviously, involved. And then Max probably not going to get any contact at all of any great note this week. And I think that's one of those things that they'll know he's sore. He's going to work out and practice and see if he can throw and see if he can run. You just don't know about taking a hit. There's kind of similar to what Tim Tebow's going through, I guess. Tebow knows he's going to take hits and be sore as well. So I don't know that we'll know until the game who's going to start and who's going to play. I mean, this may be another one of those situations similar to Chris a couple of weeks ago. You'll remember when it was, you know, warm them up, have a look at them, and then make a decision. And that may be what happens this Saturday, too.
Keep wanting to call him McKenzie Phillips, who also took it one day at a time.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh, right. He was up 3 days trying to work that one.
I know.
Well, yeah, it's too bad nobody has a player named Schneider on the roster.
Yeah.
Why don't you also, you and Kevin, to get into Adam Smotherman was highly recruited coming out of Smyrna High School, got his chance last week and made the most of it.
You know, he was a guy that I think we expected to play some this year anyway, and then he got his opportunity to get in. He's played a little bit prior to that, but not much, and I thought he fared very well. And in a game like this, when you need defensive tackles and you can rotate another extra one in and not have any drop-off, it's a huge deal. And you know, I think Adam knew when he came to Vanderbilt he had a chance to play right away if things broke right for him, and he's taking advantage of his opportunities, and I would think he'll become part of a rather regular rotation.
And, Joe, that's something you noted during the game against Miami back on Saturday when he was in there, and also some other inexperienced players on the defensive line with Greg Billinger out last week, that those guys kind of came in handy in getting them some work for some of the regulars to give them a rest.
You know, and that's a position not so long ago they would have been in desperate straits if you lose a backup at that position, because you'd have two guys, maybe three total, that could play. And you know Bruce Fowler likes to rotate those defensive linemen in and out. He likes to keep them fresh. It's obviously paid off up till now when you look at the sack totals and you look at their rushing defense, their total defense stats. They're in the top 20 in the country. So that scheme seems to be working well. And you keep finding quality depth like that, and it's really going to pay off, especially late in the year when now you're dealing with all these guys that are banged up. Everybody's dealing with this now. And so this stretch run, the more depth you can find, the better off you're going to be.
Joe, I don't know if we've mentioned this this week or not, but the Kentucky game's going to be a 1 o'clock kickoff, and then the basketball game with Austin Peay will be that night at 7 o'clock.
Right, yeah. It was finally all the TV declarations were made by the respective networks, and that the Vanderbilt-Kentucky game will not be televised. It is a 1 o'clock start, and then Vanderbilt plays Austin Peay at 7 o'clock in basketball, so it's a great day to make your plans, just spend the day over on West End. You know, those are the days we enjoy. I remember the one time when Kentucky came to town. I guess it was it 99 when that was the big ESPN 2 game? And,
yep.
And we had a basketball game prior to that, and the basketball game tipped off at 5. We finished the basketball broadcast, sprinted around to the football press box, went up and went on the air and played Kentucky and went off the air, I think, finally at about 12:30 or 12:45 in the morning. So we're hoping for not that late of a night. That would require massive overtimes in the basketball game.
And with no TV for the football game, you know what that means. We're going to have to tighten things up on the radio broadcast.
That's right. You're going to have to bring your A game, Kevin.
Right, as opposed to what I usually bring. Hey, Joe, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.